Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Strategic Wealth Strategies Podcast with our host, Alan Porter. Alan, what's going on, man? How are you?
Well, it's a beautiful day here in North Carolina. It looks like it's going to be a great weekend for football.
All right. And what are we going to be talking about today? I know I have a series of questions to talk about, but what is the topic?
Well, it's about people seeking financial advice from different types of financial planners.
Okay. I think it's so important. So should people consult a financial planner?
Yes, absolutely. Because, they're the experts in the field and you're the expert at what you do. But I have questions for people. I said, are you consulting with a financial planner? And is he or she a fee-based financial planner? And are you happy with those fees that you pay them? One other thing, are you happy that you pay them a fee even though your portfolio lost money? And of course, everybody says no. I said, well, what about this? Are you happy with them if your portfolio gains money? Because they make more money. They haven't done anything really that I know of. Maybe some diversification of some assets. But are they only showing you a plan that just has a stock and bond portfolio? Are they telling you about cash value life insurance or fixed indexed annuities? Now, I'm sure they're telling you about variable annuities, but variable annuities are tied to the market, so you have market risk. And they also have fees, which are over 4%. And people just need to educate themselves. There are different kinds of financial advisors out there. And I used to be a registered investment advisor where I had a stock and bond portfolio, but I gave that up because it's a conflict of interest to me. I don't like charging people a fee, whether they make money or not. But, Neil, I've got people on my team. If you want a stock and bond portfolio, I've got people that will handle that. But I want people to have a diversified portfolio, not just in the stocks. I want them to be diversified in insurance, annuities, their stock and bond portfolio, just different things, and to have guaranteed income in retirement.
Why don't financial planners, for the most part, talk to their clients about cash value life insurance and fixed index annuities?
Well, I find it very troubling when I talk to clients and they have never been told about the benefits of cash value life insurance, fixed and fixed indexed annuities. They both eliminate the number one risk in retirement, and that's running out of money before you run out of life. You cannot do that with a stock portfolio. And they also eliminate many risks in retirement, market risk, tax risk, government risk, if properly structured, longevity risk, which is a risk multiplier, and sequence of returns risk. You would not believe the number of people that I've had with financial advisors that they'll never tell them about sequence returns risk. And that is, I had three people yesterday. Well, my advisors never told me about that. I said, does you get paid a fee whether you make money or not? And he said, yeah. Well, let me tell you something. If you have losses in the first 2 to 3 years, when you go to retire, you're going to be out of money in the 8th and 9th year because you're taking money out of a depleting asset and you've got to increase your distribution just to remain the same. So people don't know this, but they need to because it will devastate their retirement. The other thing is, a lot of these financial advisors are fee-based and they're not educated on the values of cash value life insurance and the benefits of fixed and fixed index annuities and cash value life insurance. Things out there, cash value life insurance grows tax deferred. I mean, excuse me, in certain cases, I can have tax deferred, it is tax deferred. But also you get your money, it's tax-free. It does not affect the taxation of Social Security or the means testing for Medicare Part B, and that's going to be huge in retirement. And then long-term care. You don't have any option for long-term care other than your stock portfolio, and you got to pay taxes on it. But with long-term care, that costs between $50,000 to $200,000 a year, and it goes up every year. And you can borrow from cash value life insurance, they have a death benefit that's what got me into this business. My daughter-in-law died of pancreatic cancer, and I knew nothing about insurance. And her husband was 100% disabled, so there's no money coming in. And if it had not been for the terminal illness rider on her life insurance policy, Neil, my son would be bankrupt because it allowed them to her to access the death benefit, which was in hundreds of thousands of dollars, completely tax-free, and I didn't know anything about it. And that's one of the reasons I do what I do now. But it's just so many things out there. It's just a matter of education that people need to know. And as I've said before on the show and to my clients, this stuff ought to be taught in high school, but it's not. I have doctors that have PhDs in finance and accounting, and they have no idea what I'm talking about.
I know we talked about this before. Can you explain a little bit about risks in retirement?
Well, you know, risk in retirement, just like I said, sequence returns risk, longevity risk, a risk multiplier. The other thing too, people don't understand. You can take out, let's say that you have $1 million in a stock portfolio, okay? A 4% distribution rate. Now that's $40,000 a year, but that's not guaranteed in that stock portfolio. Nothing's guaranteed in a stock portfolio. Well, there is one guarantee. You'll guarantee you're going to lose money when the market goes down. But the thing is, you'd only need approximately $650,000 out of that $1 million stock portfolio to give you the same $40,000, and that's guaranteed for life. And I tell people, even if your assets run out in this fixed indexed annuity, you're still going to have guaranteed income for the rest of your life. Again, you cannot do that with a stock portfolio. The other thing too, that leaves you $350,000 to do with what you want. Now you can pay the taxes on it and make it a Roth IRA. And what that does, there's no required minimum distribution. And for people who don't know what that is, if you don't take the amount of money that the government tells you to take out of your any qualified plan by age 72 now because of the new SECURE Act, it's a 50% penalty plus all the taxes. And people are, they're 65 years of age, they don't even know this. But the other thing too, you pay the taxes on it. Now it's a Roth. It does no does not affect taxation of Social Security or the means tested for Medicare Part B, as I said, will be in the thousands per year at our present tax bracket. But it also eliminates sequence of returns risk. And if you want just a 3% distribution rate, you'd only have to use $500,000 of that $1 million stock portfolio. So there's another $500,000 in there that you can do with what you want. And people don't know this.
So why should people think about what should they think about when they sell their business?
Well, this is another question that I ask people. I ask them, well, what is your exit strategy? And they, what do you mean, Alan? I said, what's your exit strategy? What are you going to do with your business when you retire? Are you going to sell it? Do you want to have pay capital gains tax, or do you want a tax deduction? And they, well, Alan, of course I want a tax deduction, but how do you do that, Alan? I said, it's not how, it's who I know. As I said, I have a team of people that I work with, top CPAs, tax specific attorneys, and we collaborate together and other specialists to provide solutions for people's financial problems. You know, my business is process driven. It's not product driven.
What about the effect of taxes in retirement? Can you elaborate a little about that?
Well, taxes, well, nobody wants to pay taxes anyway, but taxes are going to kill you in retirement. And, you know, right now there's a Congressional Budget Office report put out last fall on a $31 trillion deficit. Okay. If taxes aren't raised overall by 66%, we can't even pay the interest on the debt. The country will go bankrupt. Well, now, Neil, less than a year, that $31 trillion is now $32.9 trillion in debt, and it gets worse every day. But I show people how to think outside the box of conventional financial planning and give them a more secure, less stressful, happier, and a healthier life. I showed how people how to reduce or eliminate both debt and taxes, and possibly set them up with a tax-free retirement. But the other thing too, I educate them on the effective interest costs that they're paying for all the bills that they pay. Like, you know, this guy told me the other day he had a 2.75 interest rate on his mortgage. And when we did the report for him, I said that 2.75 is great, but your effective interest costs on that 2.75 is 49.76%. He said, Alan, how is that possible? I said, because it's not going to get down to the 2.75 until the last couple months of the mortgage. I said, you've got great credit, but between all your bills, your effective interest cost is over 46%. So he said, well, what can we do? I said, well, you got to get your debts paid off. I said, what financial vehicle are you contributing to that gives you a 46% return on your money? Your 401k or anything else? He said, no. In fact, I lost 10% of my 401k last year. I said, you're putting $1,000 a month into that, aren't you? He said, yeah. I said, well, to put it into this policy, it's an SDIC. Neil, that's a specially designed insurance contract. It's a tax-free bucket of money in a whole life insurance policy. Now he's going to fund it for 10 years, but what we're going to do, we have a program with Smart Advisor Group that I'm with, and we pay you, we let the money compound for you in that tax-free bucket of money, and you'll get a text on your phone, and that money is built up enough to pay off your credit card. And then you pay yourself back instead of the financial institution. But anyway, I'll make it a little bit shorter. What he happened to do, I asked him, I said, how long is it going to take you to pay off your debts with your plan right now? He said, 20 some years, because we're paying extra on the mortgage. I said, with our plan, we're paying it off 14.17 years faster. There's going to be $130,000 in a tax-free bucket of money that you can become your own bank. You'll never have to go to the bank to borrow money for a car, house repairs, or anything else. And there's a $400,000 death benefit to protect your family. Now, Neil, this guy is 42 when he started. He'll be 52. He doesn't have to put any more money in this policy. And then when he's 65, there's going to be over $250,000 in that tax-free bucket of money, and his death benefit is over $600,000. And he said, Alan, this has made a dream of mine come true. He said, but it sounds too good to be true. I said, no, it's just too good to be free. You know, you can't think of it as a cost, because there's a cost for doing something and there's a cost for not doing something. But always the cost for not doing something is always, always greater. But I'm very passionate about what I do, Neil, and I think out, you know, I teach people to think outside the box of conventional financial planning and show them the strategies the wealthy and the banking institutions have been using for years.
What about debt? How does that affect people's financial future?
Well, again, just like I explained, the debt, they're paying effective interest costs, so they have no idea what it is. We show them how to eliminate that debt, pay themselves the compound interest for the money instead of the financial institutions. As an example, many people have heard of Dave Ramsey. Now, I agree with about 50% of what Dave says, but he wants you to pay the financial institutions that extra money. Let it compound for them and not yourself. As an example, you've got a credit card and a car payment. You got your minimum payments on both, but what you do is you take that $500 and add it to the credit card. And when that's paid off, you add the credit card and the $500 to the minimum payment for the car, and that's paid off. Well, that's called the snowball method. It's great. It gets you paid off everything. But what you've done is you paid the money to the financial institutions, and it compounds for them and not yourself. It works great, but you're back right where you were before. If you need to borrow something, you have to go to the buy something, you have to go to the bank and borrow it or put on credit cards. But just like I explained before, we set up what they call an SDIC, a specially designed insurance contract. And instead of that $500 going in to the credit card, you fund your policy with that. And then when you pay that credit card off, that minimum payment doesn't go to the car. It goes back into your whole life policy, compounding for you and not the financial institutions.
All right. People can contact you very, very easily by calling you at 910-551-1046 or Strategic Wealth, the number zero at gmail.com. And Alan, you give something that just still not out there. I mean, you did an ABC show, you're on my nationally syndicated show all the time. YouTube is blowing up, people are hearing about it, but still, if we would walk down the street, 90% of people still do not know what they could do to save their retirement and have money in the bank. And I mean, and money for life. They don't.
No, absolutely. Because I had this guy. He saw my television show on ABC. He called me yesterday. We talked for about 45 minutes. He's 72 years of age, and he had not heard of one thing that I told him about. He said, "Man, I don't understand why I haven't heard about this before." I said, "It's just a matter of education."
All right. We appreciate it, Alan. Great stuff. And take care. And we will talk soon. All
All
right.
right.
That's
Thank you.
the Strategic Wealth Strategies Podcast, guys. Take care.